Srimad Bhagavatam is the mellow of Krishna bhakti. This is the essence of all Vedas and Vedic literature. Chari Veda Upanishade Dato Kichu Hoy Tar Orthaloya Vyas Karila Sanchay. This is the last contribution of Srila Vyasadev, taking essence from four Vedas and all Upanishadas. Vyasadev put everything here in Srimad Bhagavatam. Jai Sutre Jai Ruk Vishaya Vachana Bhagavate Sai Ruk Sloka Nibandhana. Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Vyasadev compiled Vedanta Sutra and he gave the commentary. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. You will find the same verses in Bhagavatam, the verses you will find in Vedanta Sutra. Jivev nistal lagi sutra koilo vyaso mayavadi bhasya sunle hoy sarvanas. For the deliverance of the jivas, Vyasadev compiled Vedanta Sutra and he gave the commentary. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. But Mayavadis, they don't accept it. Propounder of Mayavad philosophy, Sripad Sankaracharya, has written a commentary on Vedanta Sutra, which is completely imaginative commentary. They never speak from Srimad Bhagavatam. That imaginative commentary is known as Sarika Bhashya. And Mayavadis speak from Sarika Bhashya. They never speak from Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Srimad Mahaprabhu has given us caution. Don't go to Mayavadis, don't listen to their commentaries on Vedanta Sutra. If you do so, your bhakti vritti will be completely destroyed, finished. Therefore, instruction is, jāo bhagavata paro vaiṣṇava sthāne, ekānta āśra karo caitanya charane. Go to a vaiṣṇava who is an embodiment of bhagavata and hear bhagavata from him and study bhagavata under his guidance and completely take shelter of Śrīmad Caitanya Mahāprabhu. So here is a question, what is the necessity of taking shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Caitanya Mahāprabhu in respect of understanding Bhāgavatam? This question. Why don't you come closer? Why are you sitting scattered like this? Come closer. Yes. Come here. If you come closer, then I will get inspiration, then Bhāgavata Katha will come out. Otherwise, we are scattered here and there. Whom I'll speak to the walls? This is question of reciprocation. It's reciprocation, two sides. It's not one side, it's reciprocation. Nectar and mellow is emanating from Srimad Bhagavata, Bhagavata Kathamrita. One who speaks, he releases. One who hears, he also releases. This is releasement in both sides. Speaker and audience. Unless you release it, this mellow will never come out. This is such Bhagavata Nigamakalpatra Galita Sastra. Nigamakalpatra Galita Phala. This is the most ripened, sweetest, nectarian, juicy fruit of Vedic tree. Why it has come to you unless you release it? The nectarian juice mellow. This question of releasement. So my question is, what is the necessity of taking shelter of the lotus feet of Caitanya Mahāprabhu in respect of understanding Bhagavata? That's the question. Can anybody answer? Yes? Can you? Yes. Yes. Yes, Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vyusarvasvaya. Prati Sloki Prati Ukhira Nanatvaya. This Bhagavata is not mere book or grantha. This is Krishna. This is as good as Krishna. This is one of the incarnations of Krishna. And Bhagavan Krishna has many, many incarnations, such as fishes incarnation, tatavas incarnation, boar incarnation, vamana, nrusingha. Many incarnations, similarly, Bhagavata is one of the incarnations. This is Bani avatar of ভা কৃষ্ণ। হাউ ক্যান ওয়ান আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ, দ্যাট ইজ আনাদার কোশ্চেন। দেন আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ সেল, হাউ ওয়ান ক্যান আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ইট, হ্যাঁ কৃষ্ণ সেল। ইয়েস ভক্তিয়ান অভিযান আসি ভক্তি আস্তু অনলভ্য, দিস ইজ ওনলি মিন্স টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ, দ্যাট ইজ বাই ভক্তি। উইদাউট ভক্তি নোবডি ক্যান আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ। সিমিলারলি অ্যাজ ভাগবতম শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম ইজ নন ডিফারেন্ট ফ্রম কৃষ্ণ, ভক্তি ইজ রিকোয়ার্ড টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ, টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ভাগবত। নোবডি ক্যান আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ভাগবত বাই দিন্ট অফ ইজ মেডিকেল স্কলারশিপ, লার্নিং, ইন্টেলিজেন্স, মেরিট, অফ টেকিং হেল্প অফ দি কমেন্টারিজ গিভেন মাই মেনি মেনি কমেন্টেটর। ইফ সমবডি ইজ এ সংস্কৃত স্কলার, হি মে থিঙ্ক ও আই ক্যান আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ভাগবত, ইজ রিটেন ইন সংস্কৃত ল্যাঙ্গুয়েজ, অ্যান্ড মেনি কমেন্টেটর্স আর দেয়ার হু হ্যাভ গিভেন কমেন্টারিজ অন শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম, অ্যান্ড দোজ কমেন্টারিজ অলসো রিটেন ইন সংস্কৃত ল্যাঙ্গুয়েজ। অফ দেন সিদ্ধ স্বামী ইজ কনসিডার্ড the best of commentators. Sriman Mahaprabhu has accepted Siddha Swami as best of commentators. Vishwanatha Krivatti Thakur has commentary. Jeevada Swami has commentary and Srimadhava Madhya Thayi has commentary. Bhakti Siddhanta Sosudhika Swami Thakur has commentary on it. Our revered spiritual master Sri Srimadesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj has commentary as Bhakti Vedanta Purports are here. It's Bhakti Vedanta Rahasya. So many commentators are there, those who have given commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. If someone may think like that, so I'll take help of the commentary that I can understand. But this is Sivaji's statement, Bhaktiya Bhagavatam Rajyam Na Buddhya Na Sati Kaya. Only by bhakti, one can understand Bhagavatam. Nobody can understand Bhagavatam by dint of his material scholarship, learning, intelligence, merit, or taking help of the commentaries. So, Mahaprabhu gives bhakti, prema bhakti. With that bhakti, one can understand Bhagavatam. Therefore, ekantastra guru chaitanya charane. If you want to understand Bhagavatam, definitely you have to take shelter of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who gives prema bhakti. Then you will be able to understand Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam jena mane se javana sama, tar sastra ache janme janme prabhu jama. One who don't accept Bhagavatam is a mritsa and javan. He is to be punished by Jamaraj, not one life, life after life. So these are some of the glorifications of Srimad Bhagavatam. Before approaching Bhagavatam, before reading or talking about Bhagavatam, we must glorify Srimad Bhagavatam and beg for his mercy. Without his mercy, we cannot touch him. Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya. Now come to the text. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, fifth canto, first chapter, text 37. Aho asadun sthitam jada bhinibeshitaham indreira vidyarthito visama visayam bhagupe tadalanganga musyavanitaya vinodamrugam mandhik dhik iti grahyan chagara. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. This is Maharaj Priyabrata. He is condemning himself. The king thus began criticizing himself. Alas, how condemned I have become because of my sense gratification. I am now fallen into material enjoyment, which is exactly like a covered well. I have had enough. I am not going to enjoy anymore. Just see how I have become like a dancing monkey in the hands of my wife. Because of this, I am condemned. Please repeat translation. The king thus began criticizing himself. Alas, how condemned I have How condemned I have become because of my self-gratification. I am now fallen into material enjoyment, which is exactly like a covered well. I have had enough. I am not going to enjoy anymore. Just see how I have become like a dancing monkey in the hands of my wife. Because of this, I am condemned. The self-condemnation, this is required. If someone condemns himself like this, then he gets the mercy of the Lord. Definitely. When such thing comes, this is a good symptom that definitely will get the mercy. How many are condemning themselves? That's a question. Here Maharaj Priyabrata condemned himself. One should understand this thing. But in this material world, nobody condemns himself. Though he is immersed so much in the sense gratification, has become blind, completely blind and mad, isn't it? Not satisfied at all. Not satisfied. Lots of life. Not one life, two lives. Millions, millions of lives. They have been doing like that. So how many are condemning themselves? So this is teaching from Srimad Bhagavatam. Purported by Srila Prabhupada. How condemned is that man's fundamental knowledge can be understood from the behavior of Maharaj Priyabrata. He performs such wonderful acts as creating another song which sang during the night and creating a chariot so great that its wheels formed vast oceans. These activities are so great that modern scientists cannot even imagine how such things can be done. Maharaj Priyabrata acted very wonderfully in the material field of activities, but because he was dealing in sense gratification, ruling his kingdom, dancing to the indication for the beautiful wife, he personally condemned himself. When we think about this example of Maharaj Priyabrata, we can just consider how degraded is the modern civilization of materialistic advancement. Modern so-called scientists and other materialists are very satisfied because they can construct great bridges, roads and machines, but such activities are nothing comparable to those of Maharaj Priyabrata. If Maharaj Priyabrata could condemn himself in spite of his wonderful activities, how condemned we are in our so-called advancement of material civilization? We can conclude that such advancement has nothing to do with the problems of the living entity entangled within this material world. Unfortunately, modern man doesn't understand this entanglement and how condemned he is, nor does he know what kind of body he is going to have in the next life. Yes, he may be doing such wonderful scientific inventions and discoveries, thinking himself very great. Yes. We have done such thing. I have done such thing. Wonderful, But he cannot understand. He doesn't know what kind of body he is going to have in the next life. In a dog or a horse next life. Or a worm in the stall. Yes. And the value of such wonderful activity then. Materialistic activities. You understand? From a spiritual point of view, a great kingdom, beautiful wife, wonderful material activities are all impediments to spiritual advancement. Maharaj Priyabrata had served the great sage Narada sincerely. Therefore, even though he had certain material opulences, he couldn't be deviated from his own task. He again became Krishna conscious, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Neha bhikkhama naso sti tasya vayo no vidyate. Sopam apyasya dharmasya trayati mahato bhaya. In devotional service there is no loss or diminution. And even a small service rendered in devotional life is sufficient to save one from the greatest danger. Such renunciation as Maharaj Priyavatas is possible only by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Generally, when people are powerful or when they have a beautiful wife, beautiful home and material popularity, they become more and more entangled. Priyavrata Maharaj, however, having been completely trained by great Sir Narada, revived his Krishna consciousness in spite of all impediments. Only sadhu rupa is required, isn't it? Who can save us from such dangerous situation? This material entanglement, very strong entanglement, very strong attachment, isn't it? Is it decreasing or all? So strong attachment, like a very strong glue. Oh, cannot be separate, isn't it? So strong attachment. So many lives, lots of lives, deep-rooted, very, very deep-rooted attachment. Cannot be lessened at all. Very strong. How can it be? Destroy it. Sadhu Guru Mahalam Krupa. Priyabhata Maharaja Gautam Krupa from Narada Muni. Yes, sir. And such great Sir Narada sincerely. Therefore, even though he had accepted material opulences, he couldn't be deviated from his own task. Again became Krishna conscious. Sadhu Guru Krupa Vina Mahiko Upahaya. No other means than that. But Sadhu Guru Krupa. The mercy of Sadhu Guru. Otherwise, this very strong attachment, material attachment, very, very strong. And we have been all entangled. You understand? All entangled. Jiva Nitya Krishna Das. Our constitutional position is that we are servants, eternal servants of Krishna. We have to serve Krishna. But why? What we are doing? We have forgotten Krishna. Developed this body consciousness, material consciousness. We have developed attraction towards this material world, material object of enjoyment, and have developed very strong attachment towards it. Very, very strong attachment. Who can help us? How can you develop attachment? Lot of feet of Krishna. If somebody is fortunate, fortunately, if somebody develops attachment to a lot of feet of Krishna, then this attachment will be lessened and at last it will be finished. Thus, developing attachment to a lot of Krishna, this strong material attachment will never be finished and never be lessened at all. Therefore, always you should pray for it. In mercy of Sadhu Guru. Nartam Das Thakur Mahajanas, they have prayed for it. Kiru Kripa Ido Seva Mohi Duracharo Ki Kripa. Bolo! Oh, I am disa. I am helpless. You cannot help me. I need your help. What you? Nobody can help me. Nice song. I cannot sing so nice song. Mahajanas have sung for us. If you repeat, just repeat the songs, you'll get such mercy from Mahajanas Devai Marshal Krishna Baba. Prasetas repeated the song sung by Sivaji. Isn't it Rudra Gita? Only repeated. Darbhai. Lord Vishnu became pleased and appeared before them. You don't know this thing. Why the Mahajanas sung of these songs? They have sung these songs for us, Baba. Isn't it? And we have to repeat it. And to understand it. Kiru pepa ivo seva Mui dura charo পাইব সেবা মুই দুরাচার শ্রীগুরু বই নরে রথি না হইল আমার শ্রীগুরু বৈষ্ণবে রথি না হইল আমার অশেষ মায়াতে মন মগন ইল মন মগন ইল বৈষ্ণবে সে লেশ মাত্র রতি না জন্মিল লেশ মাত্র রতি না জন্মিল বিষয়ে ভুলিয়া অন্ধ হইনু দিবানিসি ভুলিয়া অন্ধ হইনু দিবানিসি গলে ফাঁস দিতে ফিরে মায়া দে পিসাছি ইউ ক্যান্ট ফলো ইউ ক্যান্ট রিয়েলি as if deaf, deaf person, deaf man, deaf. Maya de koriya doyo charano na jaye Maya de koriya doyo charano na jaye sadhu guru কৃপা বিনা নাহি কৌপায় সাধু গুরু কৃপা বিনা নাহি কৌপায় অদোষ দরসি প্রভু পতিত উদ্ধার দেশ দরসি প্রভু পতিত ধার এই বার নরোত্তমে কর নিস্তার এই বার নরোত্তমে কর নিস্তার নরোত্তম দাস ঠাকুর সঙ্গে সঙ্গ কন্ডেমনিং হিমসেলফ কি রূপে পাইবি সেবা মুই দুরাচার শ্রীগুরু বৈষ্ণবের রতি না হইল আমার হাউ ক্যান আই গেট দি অপরচুনিটি অফ সার্ভিং গুরু গৌরাঙ্গ বৈষ্ণব কৃষ্ণ আই এম এ দুরাচার আই এম এ গ্রেট রাস্কেল I am engaged all nonsensical activities, all sinful activities, activities of sense gratification only. I am only serving my senses, my bodily relations, wife, son, daughter, family members. I am not serving Krishna, Chadaguru Vaishnava. I am such a Durachar. I am such a great rascal. How can I get the opportunity of serving Guru Vaishnava, Guru Gauranga, Guru Krishna? How can I? Sri Guru Vaishnava Rati na huilo amar. I develop no interest at all to serve Guru and Vaishnava. I am very much interested in serving my senses, my body, bodily relations, wife, son, daughter, family, and my country maybe, nation maybe. অশেষ মায়াতে মন মগ্ন হইল, বৈষ্ণব তো লেখ মাত্র দিনা জন্মিল, হ্যাঁ কমপ্লিটলি ড্রাউন ইন দ্য ওশেন অফ নেশনস, ডু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, কমপ্লিট ড্রাউন ইন দ্য ওশেন অফ নেশনস, ইলিউজারি এনার্জি, ইলিউজারি এনার্জি মায়া পিসাচি, দি অগলি উইথ মায়া, হ্যাঁ has grabbed me very tightly, very tightly. Vaishnavate less matter of the other nila. I am the least attachment, attraction to our sadhu Vaishnavas. I am very much attracted to us ugly with maya and to enjoying her. Isn't it? Enjoying her. Completely mad, completely blind I am. Isn't it? Completely blind. Vishaya bolia ondho hinu divanisi gole phanso dite dhire maya le pisati. Day and night, 24 hours. I am engaged in the sense gratification, material enjoyment. How to enjoy more and more the objects of material enjoyment. Do you understand? And completely forgotten the goal of my life. I have become completely blind. Yes. Completely blind. Bole phanso dite dire maya je pisasi. That ugly with maya has put a very strong noose around my neck. Dragging me. Isn't it? Dragging me. Dragging me. Yes. Wherever she drags, I go. And maya drags me, has put very strong noose around my neck and dragging me, isn't it? Yes. If someone will be attracted, this ugly with maya, his condition will be like that. There's a story. One prince was there, king's son, very handsome looking, young prince. Yes. Once he went to the forest for hunting, and in the forest there was an old witch, you understand, very old, ugly witch. But she knows black magic, you understand. When, as for example, when Surpanakha came, Ravana's sister Surpanakha, Ravana came in the forest, she saw beautiful, handsome-looking Ram, you understand? And his beautiful wife, Sita Devi. Ram is very handsome-looking, beautiful, because God, Supreme Lord, it's very beautiful, Rupa Sri, do you understand? She became enchanted, thought of how I shall get this handsome young man for my enjoyment, do you understand? And he has a beautiful wife, I'll take his beautiful wife and hand her over to my brother Ravan, who will enjoy. Just thought like that. What she did? They know black magic. She assumed a very beautiful young man, young woman's body, maiden, like heavenly angel, more than that. Yes, more beautiful than heavenly angel. Assumed such a beautiful body. And appeared before Ram. Do you understand? And expressed her desire that I am a young lady. Very young lady. Madam, I cannot tolerate the cupid is shooting his sharp arrows to me. It's very piercing. Painful, I can tell it. That means, or just of this cupid sex. I cannot. You are such a very young, handsome, handsome young man. Please come, I want to enjoy, and you may enjoy me, I'll enjoy you. You understand? That means, see, assume such beautiful maiden, come. They attract. Not Ram, Supreme Lord, why you attracted? So they were blue with Ram nose. And Ram said, I have my wife with me. And I have brotho, I only accept one wife. I'll never accept more than one. My young brother is there, he's Lakshmana. You may approach. He is without wife, because Lakshmana's wife was in Ajodhya. He had not brought it. He may accept. Go and approach. Now, Ram wrote a letter. Ram wrote a letter in a, allegorical way. Nato sri dana yugya dosaku vihara kana no karo alinganam. That is written. You understand? You cannot release this language. Nako, Sri Hidana Yogya Dosaku. Bihara Kanana Kora Alingana. This Josa, this beautiful young lady, apparently it means like that, deserves getting heavenly enjoyment. Nako Sri, Nako means heavenly planet. Yogya, he deserves it. So, you accept, enjoy her in this kanana, you understand? In this forest, yugyadasaku bihara kanana, koralingana, and embrace her. That is apparent meaning from that demoness. Supernatha God became very happy. Oh yes, nice letter. But it has different meaning. What Ram has written and Lakshmana can understand. Do you understand? This is in language, Sanskrit language, that is Shlesha Aumkar. That is Aumkar, rhetoric. Shlesha Aumkar. It gives different meaning. One knows it, only he can understand, others cannot. Apparently, very nice letter. Lakshmana could understand. Meaning is, Nako Sri Dana Yogya Dosaku. Naka means nose, cut off her nose, cut off her ears, made her ugly. She deserves it. Yogya means she deserves it. Vihara means cut off. Don't embrace her, no kora lingana. Don't embrace her. That is the real meaning. But apparent meaning is different. Supranaka understood. But Lakshmana understood. Lakshmana got, yes, he understood. Immediately, he cut off the nose and ears of Supanakha, made her ugly. You understand? Made her ugly. Understood? And Supanakha became angry for this deed. Then the Ramayana story began, he says, to his brother. Ravana and said this thing, so Ravana came to kidnap Sita, so the Ramayana story. So, understand? So the witches, they know all these things. One question is here. Supreme Lord is very merciful. Karunika, Param Karunika is very merciful. Somebody develops some desire. Supreme Lord, the Supreme Lord must fulfill it, isn't it? He is so merciful. Though Sri Pranaka had a material desire, and Supreme Lord is only enjoyer, yes? And she wanted to give enjoyment to Supreme Lord, isn't it? Offering her body, please enjoy this body. Why? Supreme Lord become so merciless. Didn't fulfill her desire? Isn't it? Didn't fulfill our desire? Why shall we offer our desire to Krishna? Please, he is the ultimate transforming of already, Anumanta. Isn't it? He is Anumanta. Anumanta, Apadrasta, Bhakta, Bhukta, Maheshwara. He is the ultimate sanctioning of already. Unless he is sanctioned, nothing will take place here. No, but desire will be fulfilled. Unless he is sanctioned, even a blade of grass will not say. Therefore, so I am the ultimate sanctioning of the authority. Isn't it? Why Lord Ram didn't sanction her desire? Lord Ram became so merciless. Do you think Lord Ram became merciless? Do you think so? No, not merciless at all. Lord Ram has sanctioned his desire. Do you understand? But in Ramavatar, incarnation, Ram incarnation, her desire cannot be fulfilled. Because Ram is Marjada Purushottama. Understand? Ram is Marjada Purushottama. Krishna is Lila Purushottama. Ram, Lord Ram is Marjada Purushottama. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Prema Purushottama. Isn't it? Marjada Purushottama means very strictly follows basic rules, regulations, etiquette. Never transgresses. That is Ram. He never transgresses. He has taken that vow, only one wife accepts. Ekapatri Vrata. He has taken the vow, only I accept one wife. Not more than one. He has never transgressed it. How can I? But he can fulfill her desire. Because she has offered herself. But Lord's enjoyment, please enjoy me. How Lord will be merciless. And Lord fulfills the desire of everybody. But not in this incarnation. Wait for next incarnation. Krishna incarnation. Next Krishna. Come as Krishna and her desire will fulfill. Only Lord will enjoy. Nobody will enjoy because she has offered herself for Lord's enjoyment. If her nose and ears not have cut off, Lord not have made her ugly, anybody might have married her. Isn't it? How her desire will be fulfilled, how Lord will enjoy. Therefore, Lord made her ugly. Nobody would marry. Understand? That is mercy. Next incarnation in Dwapar Yuga, she came as Kubja, horse-backed woman. Kubja in Mathura. She came as Kubja. Big horses. On the back, nobody could marry her. A horseback woman. Will you marry Ananda? Ugly looking woman, marry ugly looking man, big hunches. So when Akura came to Brother Bhumi, to Ram and Krishna, to come Mathura Puri, Subja came and Ram Krishna were going on the road, grand road, Mathura. Kubja came, isn't it? Kubja came and decorated Krishna, you understand? And Krishna, what did he do? He tossed her horses. Then horses were subsided and she became very beautiful young lady. You understand? And Krishna accepted her as his wife. Krishna went to her apartment and enjoyed her. How Lord is merciful. How he fulfills the desire, you see, is not mercy. One may say, so, Lord became merciless. Cut off her nose and ears and made her ugly. And didn't fulfill her desire. Our Lord fulfilled his desire. Her desire, you see, you understand. So I was saying another story and it directed towards this Ramayana. Let me come back to my other story. So one prince, young prince, very beautiful, handsome looking prince, once he went to that forest for hunting, and there was an old witch. Seeing that prince, thought of, oh, I'll enjoy. Then she assumed a very beautiful maiden form, you understand, and appeared before the prince. And prince became enchanted. Yes, attracted it was. And prince became enchanted, attracted it was her, then ugly with grace. All right, now you are under my grip. You are cut off in my net now. You cannot get out. You understand? Maya has set up his her net. It will cut off. You have no strength to get out of it. Yes. Sadhu Guru Kripa. That's all. Srimatan Das Thakur said, Gole thangso dite phire maya je pisaj. Visaya bhulya andho hinu divanisi. Gole thangso dite phire maya je pisaj. I am such a rascal. I have become completely blind. Completely absorbed. Engrossed in this visaya bhoga. This material sense. Enjoyment, material enjoyment, completely blind. And ugly with maya, the very strong noose around my neck and dragging me. Wherever she drags, I go. So that ugly witch grabbed the beautiful prince, made him a black goat, black magic. Made him a black goat. All right, now he's a black goat. And bound him, dragged him to her apartment, to her residence, bound him there. All right, you are bound up now. Now prince become a black goat, bound up by ugly witch. The old witch. At night, that old witch assumes the form of a very beautiful maiden and gives back her prince form, then enjoys. That time, again turn him into black goat, bound him, all I stay here. You are all bound up with maya. Those who are attached to maya, ugly with maya, and want to enjoy her, that is the condition. And Priyabrata Maharaj understood this, and condemning yourself, self-condemnation is required. Who can save me from I am cut off? The strong net of maya. I have been suffering. Definitely I have been suffering. One should understand. Who is there to give me protection, to save me from such entanglement and deliver me from such entanglement? Who is there? Only Sadhu Guru Vaishnavas. There must be required. No other means is there. Maya re kuriya jo charan na dahai, sadhu guru bhavina na hinga upai, he says. You have no strength, or by your own strength you cannot get out from the clutches of maya. Can you? Daivi he sarna mayi mama maya durakpaya, mame vadhi prapadyante, maya ni tam karun si je gita kusna se sa. Daivi he sarna mayi mama maya durakpaya, mame vadhi prapadyante, maya ni tam karun si je. Trigunamayi maya? Huh? You understand? Unconquerable. Nobody can conquer her. If somebody is very intelligent and wise, he surrenders unto maya adhisa. Krishna is maya adhisa. He is master of maya. Mame vade prabhadyante maya mitantaram kide. Krishna said, one will surrender unto me, and he can overcome maya. Otherwise nobody can overcome maya. It's very strong. The only means is to surrender unto maya, Adhisa Krishna. Do you understand? And he can protect you. It's not easy to surrender unto Krishna. Those who are surrendered, Sadhu Guru Vaishnavas, surrender to them first. They will teach. A Sadhu Guru will teach how to surrender unto Krishna. Otherwise you cannot. You don't know how to surrender to Krishna. साधु गुरु कृपा बिना नहीं को उपाय नो अगर मीन सीधा साधु गुरु मन सीधे अवश्य दरसी प्रभु पदीर उद्धार एक बार नरस्त नहीं करो निष्ठा नास ठाकुर सिंह निष्ठान फरास दिस इज आवर कंडीशन सत साधु गुरु वैष्णव दे आर अवश्य दरसी We have thousands, thousands of flaws, isn't it? Thousands, thousands of flaws we have. Yes. They are not free from flaws. Thousands, thousands of flaws we have. Mistakes. We are doing so many mistakes. Wrongs. Committing wrong, committing aparadh. But Sadhguru Vaishnava, they are so magnanimous. So the liberated person, they never look at our flaws. Pathita, most degraded, most fallen we are. Yes. Sahasra, sahasra janme nahi ko udhar. I am such a fallen, such a degraded rascal I am. Even thousands of lives I may undergo, still I cannot be delivered. Surrender sankhe, Vaishnava Thakur, with other philosophy, who never looks at the past. Yes, it's so magnanimous. Padasadarasi Prabhu Padita Uddhar. Eva Narthani Karho Nista. Oh, Vaishnava Thakur, you are Padasadarasi. We never, you never, your vision is such. You never see flaws. Though I am. I commit so many wrongs, so many flaws I have. But you never look at it. And you are deliverer of the Patitas. Most fallen and degraded, I am most fallen. You can never get as fallen a person as I am. You understand? So I beg for it. Your mercy, please. Have your mercy here. And deliver me. We must do it. Otherwise, how can we get out? How can we make ourselves get out from the clutches of very strong net of Maya. No, with our own part, we cannot do it. We cannot do it. This is required. Self-condemnation. Do you understand? Natanda Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They are Mahajanas. Very liberated Vaishnavas, Acharyas. Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara, they have offered prayers for us. Offered prayers for us. This is Gopinath poem is there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur offers prayer to Gopinath. You have that song? Then you can sing that. Gopinath amaro payo nai. Bolo. আমার উপায় নাই তুমি কৃপা করি আমারে লইলে সংসারে উদ্ধার পাই তুমি কৃপা গোপীনাথ আমার উপায় নাই গোপীনাথ আমার উপায় নাই গোপীনাথ পড়েছি মায়ার ফেরে গোপীনাথ পড়েছি ধন দ্বারা সুত ঘিরেছে আমারে কামে তেরে খেছে রে ধন দ্বারা ঘিরেছে আমারে পড়েছি মায়ার ভেরে গোপীনাথ পড়েছি গোপীনাথ মন যে পাগল মোর গোপীনাথ মন যে পাগল মোর নামানে শাসন সদা অচেতন বিষয়ের দেশে ঘোর ন মানি শাসন সদা অচেতন গোপীনাথ মন যে পাগল মোর, গোপীনাথ মন গোপীনাথ ভার যে মেনেছি আমি, গোপীনাথ ভার যে মেনেছি আমি, অনেক যত্ন হইল বিফল এখন ভরসা তুমি, অনেক যত্ন হইল বিফল গোপীনাথ ভার যে মেনেছি আমি, গোপীনাথকে মনে হইবে গতি, গোপীনাথকে মনে প্রবল ইন্দ্রিয় বশীভূত মন না ছাড়ে বিষয় রতি, প্রবল ইন্দ্রিয় গোপীনাথকে মনে হইবে গতি, গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ হৃদয়ে বসিয়া মোর, গোপীনাথ মনকে সমিয়া গহনি জপানে ঘুষিবে বিপদ ঘোর, মনকে বসিয়া মোর গোপীনাথ, গোপীনাথ নাথ দেখিয়া মোরে, গোপীনাথ নাথ তুমি ঋষিকেশ ঋষিক ধনিয়া তার হে সংস্কৃতি ঘোরে, তুমি ঋষিকেশ গোপীনাথ দেখিয়া মোরে, গোপীনাথ গোলায় লেগেছে ভাঙস, গোপীনাথ গোলায় লেগেছে ভাঙস, বিবাহ ধরি বন্ধন ছেড়িয়া বিনোদে কর হে দাস, কৃপা অধি ধরি বন্ধন ছেড়িয়া, গোপীনাথ গোলায় লেগেছে ফাঁস, গোপীনাথ গোলায় লেগেছে, গোপীনাথ পোয়েম ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুরের অপর প্রয়াত গোপীনাথ, ইয়োর ট্রান্সলেশন রিড।
ও গোপীনাথ, আই হ্যাভ নো মিন্স অফ সাকসেস, বাট ইফ ইউ থ্যাঙ্ক মি হ্যাভিং বেস্টোড ইওর মার্সি আপন মি, দেন আই উইল অবটেইন ডেলিভারেন্স ফ্রম দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড। ও গোপীনাথ, আই হ্যাভ ফলেন ইনটু দ্য পেরিল অফ ম্যাটেরিয়াল ইলুশন,
ইয়েস,
ওয়েলথ, ওয়াইফ এন্ড সন হ্যাভ সারাউন্ডেড মি, এন্ড লাভ হ্যাজ ওয়েস্টেড মি অ্যাওয়ে। O Gopinath, my mind is crazy, it does not care for any authority. It is always senseless and has remained in the dark pit of worldly affairs. O Gopinath, I have accepted my defeat.
He admits his defeat. This is self-condemnation. Admit! Yes, admit! One must confess! Yes, confess! Confess before Gopinath! Then you sorry, mercy. Unless you confess, you'll never listen to you. You are confess. He confesses. Dear brother Maharaj confesses. Huh? Isn't it? Yes.
All my various endeavors were useless. Now you are the only hope.
Only hope.
O Gopinath, how shall I make any advancement when my mind has come under the control of the powerful senses and does not abandon its attachment to materialism? O Gopinath, after sitting down in the core of my heart, and subduing my mind. Please take me to you. In this way, the horrible dangers of this world will disappear. O Gopinath, you are Rishikesh, Lord of the senses. Seeing me so helpless, please control these senses of mine and deliver me from this dark and perilous worldly existence. O Gopinath, the noose of materialism has become fixed around my neck.
Yes, Maya has put a very strong noose around my neck and dragging me. Now for prayer to Gopinath, who can cut off this noose? Nobody can cut off. Soon Gopinath can do. Yes.
Taking up the sword of your mercy and cutting this bondage, make you bottom
now with
your humble servant.
Humble servant. You have become Maya das, isn't it? Maya has put very strong noose around your neck, dragging you. If you become Maya das, how can you become Krishna das? How can you? You have no strength to cut off this noose, only Gopinath. So our prayer to Gopinath, beg for his mercy and confess. Condemn yourself, confess. Yes, I am such a rascal. Yes, self-confession, dharkar. Condemnation required. And after prayer to Gopinath, then he is very merciful, he will shower mercy on you. Then kripa asidhari bandhuna siriya. Then with the, mercy, sword of mercy. His mercy is like a sword, very strong, sharp sword. Then this noose will be cut off. Then he will become Krishna das, Gopinath das. Otherwise, how can he become? Krishnadas, you have become, already become Maya das. Very strong as Maya has put around your neck and dragging it. Yes, this is the only thing required. Self-condemnation. In Srimad Bhagavatam, you find how Maharaj Priyabrata condemns himself. 11th canto, such condemnation you find. Maharaj Pururava, there is Pururava, Urvasi Pururava episode in 11th canto. There you find how Maharaj Pururava condemns himself. You understand? Yes. Pururava condemns himself. In this respect, connection, that is to be discussed. Yes, self-condemnation. You see, Pururava is a very, very powerful emperor. Was a very, very powerful emperor. Was ruling the whole world. Yes. So unfortunately, he was attracted towards that heavenly prostitute Urvasi. Urvasi is heavenly angel, very beautiful and prostitute. Unfortunately, Pururava attracted towards her. So Urvasi became his wife, and Pururava enjoyed her. Enjoyed her. He himself said, this is 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, 26th chapter you find. Himself Pururava said, I was so much engrossed in enjoying Urvasi. I was completely blind. I cannot say for how many times sun has arisen and set. I cannot say. Such engrossment. Do you understand? Yes. Urvasi left him. Yes, at last Urvasi left him, going away. And Maharaj Pururava is so mad, crying, running behind her naked, yes, crying and naked, running behind her. Oi jaye, oh my dear, Urvasi, please don't desert me. I'll die. I cannot survive. You understand? You understand? পথ তোর বসে আসছে একটা, হ্যাঁ তোর বসে সেট ফাই ইউর ফাস্ট অফ দিস নেস্টি বডি, হোয়াট ইজ দিস ইন বডি, অল নেস্টি থিংস আর ইন সাইড, বোনস আর দেয়ার, হ্যাঁ blood is there, flesh is there, marrow is there, stool is there, urine is there, all nasty things inside. Is there anything good? Do you understand? Those who are attached to this nasty body of woman, they are like worm in the stool. Worm in the stool. Yes. If the mind of a man, stolen by a woman, what is the value of his education, his renunciation, his penance, his hearing sastra, what is the value? You understand? It all stay there. There he says in the 11th canto, Oho me moho vistara kama kasmala cetasa dibda guhita gandhasya nāyu khundāyu nesmudā. When he came to consciousness, Purva came to consciousness, Urvasi left him, you understand, and said, don't be devoured by foxes. You are a hero. You are a great emperor. You are a hero. Purusha, you are a man. Why is it devoured by foxes? Your senses are like foxes. The heart of a woman is like a fox. Don't be devoured by a fox. Purvabhasi said. You understand? Brukaime. When Purvava came to senses, then he condemns himself. Then self-condemnation comes. Aho, here he says, aho, this verse says, aho, prasad anushthitam, alas, aho, me maho vistara kama kasmala cetasa, jadda gruhita kanthasya nāyu khandāya ime sudha, Prabhupada condemning himself, aho, alas, how long? How long I embraced Urvasi and completely captured by her attachment, because of my lusty desire, I have been so deluded during my lifetime. How many days, how many nights I have spent with her, I cannot say. I cannot say. It's so forgetfulness. Such forgetfulness. Blind. Say. Nahum veda bhinirmukta surjyo vabhyudito moya musito varsatoga nang patahani vadanyudaha. When I was so much engrossed in enjoying, engaged in sexual activities, sexual enjoyment with Urvasi, and completely blind, I cannot say how many times sun has arisen and set. I cannot say. Because of the association of Urvasi and engaged in enjoying her, I am completely forgetful. These things. How many times sun has arisen, how many times that I cannot say. Self-forgetfulness. Do you understand? Ki vidyaya ki tapasa ki tyagena sutena va ki vivikyena maunena strividasya manahutam. He said, if some man's mind is stolen by a woman, what is the value of his education, his penance, his taking of sannyas, শাস্ত্র শ্রবণ, হিয়ারিং শাস্ত্র, স্টেইং ইন এ সলিটারি প্লেস আর কিপিং হিমসেলফ সাইলেন্ট, হোয়াট ইজ দি ভ্যালু? হিজ মাইন্ড ইজ স্টোলন বাই এ হুম্যান। স্বার্থস্য কোবিদম ধিম্মান মূর্খম পণ্ডিতমানিনম যো অহম ঈশ্বরাম প্রাপ্য স্ত্রীর গোখরবর্জিত ইস এ ধিগমান। হিয়ার প্রিয়ব্রত সেজ দি সেম থিং, ডু ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড? ইয়েস, অহো ধিক ধিক, ইউ সি? হিয়ার সেজ অমুষ্য বনিতায়া বিনোদ মৃগম মং ধিক ধিক ইদি গারয়ন সকার। Condemning himself, dig, condemning himself. The same thing, Trudava is condemning. Svarthasya kubidam dhingbam, murkham panditamaninam, jo aham viswararam prapya, sthrihi gohavarjita. Oh, I am emperor of the whole world. I am emperor of the whole world. Yes, but what happened to me? I became submitted to a woman, to a woman, like cow, bull or ass, like a bull or ass. I was such a learned person, an emperor of the whole world, ruling whole world. Where is my, what say, heroism? Where is my wisdom? Where is my ruling capacity? I am completely submitted like an ass, like a fool, to a woman. You understand? Such a fool I am. I am condemning my foolishness. Yes, I am so condemned. I am such a fool. I have become kamakinkara. I have become servant to my lusty desires. He is condemning himself. Sevata varsa pugāne urvasya avarāsavam na sutyate ātma bhukāma bandhira huvir jatha. If you pour ghee into a blazing fire, fire will never be extinguished. Rather become more ablaze, and demand, give me more ghee, more ghee, more ghee. Similar. If you give enjoyment to your senses, they'll demand more and more and more, they'll never be satisfied. You understand? December also you'll find in ninth canto, this Jadati Maharaj says, Jadati Devadani. Jadati Maharaj enjoyed his wife Devadani hundreds of years, still couldn't become satisfied. He said at last that, না যাতে কাম কামান উপভোগে না সাম্যতি কবিতা কৃষ্ণ পত্নী ভূয় ভাবি বদ্ধতে ইফ ইউ পোর ঘি ইন টু ব্লেজিং ফায়ার ফায়ার নেভার বি এক্সটিংস রাদার টু বিকাম মোরা ব্লেস মোরা ব্লেস মোরা ব্লেস অ্যান্ড ডিম্যান্ড গিভ মি মোর ঘি সিমিলারলি ইফ ইউ গিভ এনজয়মেন্ট টু ইউর সেন্সেস দে উইল ডিম্যান্ড মোর অ্যান্ড মোর নেভার বি স্যাটিসফাইড ওয়ান শুড ভলান্টিয়ারলি সিজ ফ্রম ইট ইয়েস দি সেম ভার্স হিয়ার same condemnation here. Purava says, Sevata varsa pugāne urvasya avarāsavam na trukyata tukhukāṁ vannhirāhuti dasa. As giving, pouring heat into blazing fire, fire will never be extinguished. Similarly, I, for many, many years, I have not calculated how many years, he said. How many years I engaged myself in sexual enjoyment with Urvasi, I have not calculated. How many years? I drank the nectar coming out from the lips of Urvasi. That means kissing her. Kissing her, nectar, so nectar coming out. What nectar coming out? Liquor coming. Liquor coming from her lips. Do you understand? Still I am not satisfied. I cannot say how many years I have done so, you see. Pushalya prahuta chitam ko annanya mojitam prabhu atma rameswaram se bhagavantam adhakshan. At last he said, those are atma rama purushas, self-satisfied, such Vaishnava sadhus, those are always engaged in rendering lot, loving service to the lotus feet of Ishwara, Supreme Lord, Bhagavana Bhakshada Hari, isn't it? Without their mercy, without the mercy of Lord Hari, who is there in this world to save me from this, per se, vyasyakruta bahuta chitta, from this process of a prostitute. My mind is completely stolen by a prostitute. Who is there in this material world except such sadhu madhana than Lord Hari to send me from such, deluding tourism and robbing conditions, that I am completely, my mind is completely stolen by a prostitute. Do you understand? Condemning yourself. This is all condemnation. Therefore, now I'll give up all this nasty desire, engage myself in bhajan of Lord Hari. Without that, no other means is there. At last he shut up like that and then he engaged himself in Hari Bhajan. Hari Bhajan. Kine taya nopakrutam rajya va sarpacetasa jastu sarupa vidusa joham jada jitendriya. A piece of rope is lying there, isn't it? And you have defective vision. You see and say, oh, a snake is lying. It looks like a snake, but actually a piece of rope. Because of a defective vision, you thought it's a snake and become afraid. Do you think the thought lies with the rope or what lies with you? Is the rope's fault or your fault? What lies with me? Even I have defective vision. It's a piece of rope, not a leaf serpent. Because of a defective vision, it appears to me as a serpent I became frightened. It's not that paralyzed with the rope, paralyzed with me. Purunala says, it is not thought of Urvasi, thought of my fault. You understand? I am such a, rascal, adhikendriya, I have no control over my senses. Then I became attracted. You are such a prostitute, Urvasi, and came under his, her grave, clutches. It's not fault lies with Urvasi, fault lies with me. It's self-condemnation. That's the fact, because I am Ajitendriya. I am not self-restraint. I am not exercise control over my senses. How can you say fault lies with Urvasi? Isn't it? Don't find fault with the woman. Do you think the creation of woman is bad? Why? Supreme Lord created woman. Those are the language of Kapila, Deva, the weapons of Maya. Yes. Kapila Deva says, weapons of Maya. Pasyami bal Maya, Srimadya, Raino, Dijam, Jakaruti, Parakranda, Bhuyam, Hena, Kevalam. Kapila Deva says, the mother of Devahuti, my dear mother, see the power, the strength of my Maya Shakti in the form of woman. Maya Shakti, form of woman. Jākaranti, rākrantam bhuvijam mehena kevalam. Only one glance, sharp arrows are there in the eyes of woman. Therefore, he said, don't look at the face of a woman, no. চার পায়ের ওজা দেয়া উইথ ওয়ান গ্লান্স এভরিথিং ভেরি মাইটি হিরো পাওয়ারফুল ভেরি গ্রেট হিরো ওয়ান গ্লান্স হি ক্যান মেক হিম ডাউন ডাউন ফিনিশড কমপ্লিটলি ফিনিশড না কমপ্লিটলি না গ্র্যাব ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ইয়েস দ্য ইনস্ট্রাকশন ইজ ডোন্ট লুক এট দি ফেস অফ এ ওম্যান নো Don't look at the case of your man. Yes. Brahmacharis, going out, book distribution. Do you understand? Gurudev has said, go, distribute books. So going in straight, meet with many ladies. Yes. Many said, we meet all ladies. Less men, many ladies. They take books. Ladies take books. Yes, young Brahmachari has come. Young Brahmachari has come. This chanting Hare Krishna is to be rooted. And what I say, she listens. Men are not listening. And she takes. Yes. Then tell me. And that's the kind of you, that's your experience, you think nobody can deny it. That's the fact. So our instruction, yes, very good. Your Gurudev has said, go out and distribute books. Has to carry out the order of Guru. Yes, you can meet them. But don't look at the face of the lady, no. Don't look at the face. Sharp arrows are there. Look down, alive. Will you please take this book? Give me some donation. As soon as possible, finish your business. Don't linger it. Business with her. Get out. That is our instruction. Do you understand? Because what lies in you? What doesn't lie is a woman. Do you understand? Brahmachari. The Brahmachari should not look at a woman, should not talk to a woman. A Brahmachari, a sannyasi, or a vanprasthi, only Grihastha can do it, deal with a woman. A Brahmachari, a vanprasthi, a sannyasi should not look at a woman, should not talk with a woman, very strictly. Even he said, 11th canto, Dharavinapi, 11th canto of Bhagavatam says, is a তদাপি যুবতি ভিক্ষুর নস্পুষে তদার বিমতি স্পর্শন করিব বদ্ধি তং করি না অঙ্গ সঙ্গত যদুরাজন সে অবধূত যদুরাজন অবধূত যদুরাজন সম্বাদ দেয়ার ইলেভেন হ্যান্ড অবধূত সে যদুরাজন তদাপি যুবতি ভিক্ষুর নস্পুষে দার বিমতি পুরুষন কাহিও বদ্ধি তিনাঙ্গ সঙ্গত এ যতি ভিক্ষু ত্রিদণ্ডি সন্ন্যাস ত্রিদণ্ডি ভিক্ষু অ্যাকসেপ্টেড সন্ন্যাস হোল্ডিং দণ্ড ত্রিদণ্ড ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড শুন নট ইউ সেড শুন নট লুক অ্যাট দি উডেন ফর্ম অফ এ ওম্যান অর টু স্পিক অফ রিয়েল ওম্যান Wooden form, dara vimati. Dara means, daru means wood. Wooden form a man. If you go to the marketplace, those who are selling sarees, what have they done? In showcase, they have put up wooden form of woman putting nice sarees, standing there. Isn't it? I'm looking, very beautiful lady putting on some nice sarees. Attracted, and I must purchase a sari. That's the effect. Bhagavat says Dodrajan. Abdul says Dodrajan. Even one is a bhikkhu, one is a renunciate, sannyasi, holding danda. Soon to look at the wooden form of a woman. What to speak of real woman? Even soon touch that wooden form of woman with the foot. পদাপি যুবতী ভিক্ষুর নষ্ট Soon thoughts, the wooden for a woman with the foot. Don't do it. If you do it, lust is desire there in your heart, immediately rise and you will be completely cut off with that lusty desire. You will fall down, definitely. Yes. You will develop the desire how to enjoy a woman. Then run behind a woman and you will seek her association, finished. You understand? Because of this, unga-sunga, because of this touch, this touch sensation, touch of the opposite sex. A big elephant, very powerful elephant is cut off. And a hunter catches a hell elephant, what he does? He digs a very big ditch in the forest. In the middle of this there's an elevated place. And he keeps a trained sea elephant there. Very trained sea elephant there. Dips. And when flock of elephant come out from the jungle, that sea elephant produces a sound. Because the male elephant, they hear that a sea elephant is calling me for enjoyment, sexual enjoyment. Then they will run. Do you understand? Then they will jump into the beach. Because of desire for the sexual desire, very strong desire, how to come in contact with the elephant and enjoy that desire, jump into the ditch, then cut off. Because of this desire. Anga-sangata. Anga-sanga. Just to touch the body of the opposite sex. Dispassa. Dispassa, do you understand? Touch. Five objects of enjoyment there. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. Isn't it? Understand my language? Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. Sabda means sound, sparsa, sabda, touch. Sound, touch, form, rasa, taste, gandha, smell. Isn't it? Five object senses. In a woman, five are there. All five are there. Gaudiya Purana says, Patanga, Matanga, Kuranga, Bhunga, Mina, Hata, Pancha, Bhireva, Pancha, Eka, Pramadhi, Sakatha, Nahanyate, Ja, Sevate, Pancha, Bhireva, Pancha. Patanga, an insect. Insect, when a very blazing light burns, powerful light burns. So many insects rush, seeing the form, attracted towards form, only one object, and become coming in contact with the powerful light, fall down high, isn't it? Matanga means elephant. Elephant is seeing the voice of the sea elephant, isn't it? That is sound. Not sound. Sporsa. Desiring the touch of the body of sea elephant. Desiring the touch of the other sex. That is sporsa. Touch sensation. Being attracted. Comes in contact, to come in contact with the sea elephant and falls into ditch and bound up. This sparsa. Harina, deer. Do you understand? The deer is attracted to the sweet sound. And hunter captures a deer, he sings very sweetly. And deer is captured with sweet sound. Then captured by hunter's net. Do you understand? That is one attraction, the sound. Then Madhukara, the bumblebee. Bumblebee, that is gandha, isn't it? Smell. with the night scent of the flower attracted and catch you. Do you understand? Bumblebee, nice lotus flower blossomed, nice scent. Bumblebee goes there to test honey, being attracted by smell. Then we say coral of the lotus, and enters there, then and completely mad after testing honey there, forgets everything. Then sun sets, then it becomes glorious. The lotus closes and bees inside catch you. Understand? Because of this smell, then rasa, taste, the meena, peace is attracted towards this taste. Piercing with the rod, put bait, isn't it? And taste becomes attracted to that taste and devours the hooked. Quick! It's one affection, do you understand? Patanga, matanga, kuranga, bhrunga, mina. Patanga insect is attracted to form. Matanga means elephant, attracted towards touch, sensation. Kuranga means deer is attracted towards sound. And bhrunga, bumblebee is attracted towards smell. And mina, fish is attracted towards taste. And they become catcher. Eko pramadi sa katham nahnyate jata sevata pancha bhireva pancha. But in a woman, in a lady, all five are there. All five. Form and the sensation, sweet voice. Yeah, my dear, very nice. Ladies are telephoning in the telephone sound. Telephone, cring, cring, who is that? Oh, a lady sound, voice of a lady, yes. Yes. Their voice is there, Gandha. She has put up nice scent, nice smell coming out. And those who are that variety of women, Padvini type, Padvini. Understand? Different varieties of women there. Padvini variety is best variety of women. This scent of lotus comes out from their body. That's Padvini variety. Yes, that smell is there. And to decorate them and attract others, they put on scent, lipstick, snow powder smell. Just attract smell. Yes. And rasa. Smell, gandha and rasa. Yes, also. Laughing, gesturing, yes, laughing, nice, lipstick, red lips, come and kiss me, and then, release the nectar coming out from my lips. How this is, Pururava Maharaj says, Pururava says, how many years I have tested the that you see Adhurasava, that amrut coming out from the lips of Urvasi, I cannot say. You see, all five are there in a woman. That's very, very careful. Brahmachari, sannyasi, vanaprastha and sannyasi, only grihastha can deal with them. So though it is forbidden, but we go out carrying out order of Guru Maharaj and we meet women. It is not that the women are at fault. We are at fault. We should exercise self-control. Control over our mind and senses. Always think of Krishna. Lotus feet of Krishna. Always think of the instruction of Guru. You understand? It is not that they are at fault. Guru says, it is not the fault of a rope. A rope is lying, looks like a serpent. Because of my defective vision, I saw it like a snake and I became frightened. It is not paralyzed as a rope, paralyzes me because of my defective vision. Similarly, I am not self-controlled. I am not controlled my mind and senses. Therefore, I become attracted to a woman. It is not paralyzed a woman. Paralyzed me. Do you understand me? You should understand this thing. And same thing is that, kimataya nopak, nopakrutam rajjava sattva-cetasa jastu sarubhavirusa doham jad ajitendriya. Listen to me. Because I am ajitendriya, I am not self-restrained, I am not exercised control over my mind and senses, I became attracted towards a lady, a woman. It's fertilizing me, it's done. It's not a very bad fertilizing woman. Yes, one should understand this thing. Because of my defective vision, I became a frightened, seeing a piece of rope. Fall down like this. Rope fertilizes me. But this is teaching for us. One should be very much afraid of this thing. In Chaitanya Chandrodaya, this has been said, a sannyasi. Do you understand? A sannyasi. Especially for a sannyasi to say, agarada vivetabhyam strinam visayanam api jadhaher manasakhyobak tatha asyakruderapi. Just as one is immediately frightened upon seeing a leaf serpent or even the form of a serpent, a piece of rope that appears like a form of serpent, one endeavoring for self-realization should similarly fear a materialistic person, a materialistic person who is very much addicted to women and a woman. Yes, he should be afraid of that. Yes. Indeed, he should not even glance at the bodily features of a woman. No, don't. See the beautiful form of Shyama Sundara. That is instruction. Premanjana Srita Bhakti Vilocanena Santasa Deva Hudesu Vilakoyanti Jas Shyama Sundara Chinta Guna Sarupam Govinda Nadi Purusantam Bhajan. You have got an eye to see the beautiful form of Shyam Sundar. That is the perfection of the eye, position of the eye. Yes. How can one see beautiful form of Shyam Sundar everywhere? Premanjana Srita Bhakti Vilocanena Santasa Deva Hudesu Vilakayam Jas Shyam Sundar Vachintya Guna Sarupam Govinda Nadi. One who has smear the ointment of love on his eyes, endowed his devotional eye, he can see beautiful form of Shyam Sundar with thee and without. Bhattvama premi bandhyati hudaya vipare jahan netra pade tahan dekhoya amare Sritin Chartanta. That premi bhakta who has developed love for Krishna. Krishna says he has bound me up in his heart by the rope of love. Wherever he looks, he sees me. Wherever he is done, it's not a thank you. Dekho yamar. Wherever he looks, he sees me. As for example, Prahlad Maharaj saw him in a stone pillar, isn't it? Whereas his demoniac father, Hiranyakasipu, was conqueror of three worlds, such a powerful, Rakshasa, demon, who was saying, I am the master of Triloka, Triloka Adhisa. Who is your lord? You are saying, he is Triloka Adhisa. I am Triloka Adhisa. You are saying, his son, Prahlad Maharaj, is a great devotee. 6-7 year old boy started speaking about Bhagavan. His father became an enemy because he thinks Lord Vishnu is my enemy because he killed my brother and my son speaking about my enemy. Then son became enemy and tried to kill him in various ways, but could kill. Krishna Rakshati. Tandeha Pradhyani Nami Bhakta Pranasadi. Someone is dear devotee of Lord. Lord protects. Nobody can kill him. Prahlad Maharaj, his father couldn't kill him. Then he asked, where is your Lord? He is everywhere. Oh, he is everywhere. Then pointing out the stone pillar, say, is he here? Prahlad Maharaj looked, and he said, yes, he is there. Jahan jatka pade pahan dekho ya amare, premi bhakta. But there was love for Supreme Lord Krishna. Krishna says, was bound me up in his heart, rope of love. Wherever he looks, he sees me. And Prahlad Maharaj says, yes, he's there. But his father couldn't see. This is the question of vision. Premananda Sridhar Bhakti, because he sees Krishna everywhere. Shyama Sundara, if you can do like that. Mahaprabhu is saying that Mahaprabhu is giving Krishna prema by chanting Hare Krishna. Mukhya pathe jiva paaye. Krishna prema dhana. Niraparadhe nam loile paaye prema dhana. If your chanting is offenseless, pure, definitely you get Krishna prema. And pure name is not different from Krishna. Srinama smarile rupaise sangya sangya. As soon as you adore Hare Krishna, if it is pure, or think, remember Hare Krishna, then immediately beautiful Shyam Sundar form will appear before you. See, see Krishna, see Krishna. Then you can see Krishna everywhere and always. Do you understand? One is chanting pure name. One sees all beautiful Krishna, whose beauty far exceeds that of course of Supreme. What beauty is there? The ugly witch, Maya. Is there any beauty? You are an old man, tell me. Is there any beauty? Who sees Shyam Sundar, Kanda Pakoti Kamani of Vishesha Sovan, whose beauty far exceeds that of course of Supreme? So beautiful, see? What beauty is there? Who is fortunate to see so beautiful Krishna? You'll never find any beauty here in material world. Do you understand? Never look at that ugly witch Maya. What beauty is there? So in this way, if you can endowed with some vision, Ramanjana Sita Bhakti, you can see beautiful form of Krishna in heaven. And see Krishna Samandha. Yomam pasyati sarvatra samantamai pasyati tasyam na parasyami satamai na parasyati. This is complete Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, that means sees relationship with Krishna. Krishna samandha. He is not out of my sight. I am not out of his sight. He sees me, I see him. To see Krishna everywhere. So train yourself. Train yourself like that. Chant your name. A fanciless name, definitely. Shyam Sundar, very beautiful Shyam Sundar form you can be able to see everywhere. And everything related to Krishna Samandha. When you go out, brahmachari, distributing books, this is ladies, very, very beautiful lady, then immediately you can think of, no, such beauty. Oh, it is fragment of Krishna's beauty. If Krishna is the enjoyer, cease to be enjoyed by Krishna, I am not an enjoyer. This is our instruction. And always keep in mind. Understand? Always keep it in mind. Don't forget it. What Gurudeva has said. See Krishna Samandha. See Krishna. Cease to be enjoyed by Krishna. Such beauty. She's endowed with such beauty. And Krishna is the enjoyer. I am not an enjoyer. Think up like that. Then this lusty desire will never come to you. And this Chanakya Pandit gives us. Matruvat paradharesu. Matruvat paradharesu. Except your wife, other women, think of mother. There are mothers. Yes, they are mother community. Matrujati. As soon as you see a woman, immediately think of mother. Mother. Will you develop this lofty desire towards the mother? Will you? Can anybody? No. Mother. Immediately think of like that. Matruvat Valdarisu. Except your wife. Other women, think of mother. Yes. As soon as you see a woman, immediately think of mother. And in your mind, pay obeisances to her. Mother, please accept my obeisances. Please, don't enchant me. I am your son. Say in your mind, you'll never be affected with lusty desire. Definitely, you'll be saved. Otherwise, finished. You'll be finished. Lusty desire will come up in your mind, so strong, then you'll think of only that lady, how to get a lady, how to enjoy, then you become a woman hunter. Give up bhajan, then become a woman hunter. If bhajan finished, then you finish. You lost all your bhakti, everything gone now. Yes, like down, 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 down to hell. Yes. This is our instruction, because what lies with you? For don't lie with a woman, a lady. Man is maya for a woman. Woman is a maya for man. This is natural attraction between man and woman. Natural. Man is attracted towards woman, woman is attracted towards man. Everybody, man will think like that, and woman also will think that. Huh? Man is maya for a woman, and woman is maya for a man. Mami mani prabhadyante maya me tantaram tivi. Complete surrender unto Krishna. He can very easily overcome maya, otherwise he cannot overcome maya. So the attraction is there. Yes. And condemnation required. We should condemn ourselves. Self was a confession required. Confession, confess that I am such a rascal. Yes. Here is a tung mansur vidas nayo meda. Modasti sangato bin mutrapu yeramatang kruminang kyadantarang. You see, this Billo Mangal Thakur, he was a great woman hunter, very lusty person. Chintamani Vesya, a prostitute, was there. He was very much attracted and attached to her. Even on the day of his Pitru Sada Divasa, offering oblation to his deceased father, that day one should chant more, read more, hear Bhagavad Katha, this. But in that day, he ran to that prostitute's quarters. Very bad day, torrential rain was there, cyclonic weather was there, dark night, for land was inundated. He was so mad, such a blind fellow, no boat, a dead body was floating in the water, thinking it's a boat. Thinking the dead body of a human being boat with help crossed the water and approached the house quarters of that prostitute Chintamani Vesya, and she had bolted up doors from inside because bad cyclone was there. No, she cannot enter, door was not open, how to enter? She had fast roof, some opening there between roof and wall. Thought a while. Enter into that, how to climb. So one snake was hanging. You are so blind and mad completely because of the lusty desire. This is a snake was hanging, thinking it's a piece of rope. Holding that. Climbed up to the rope and entered into the house of that prostitute. Seeing him, prostitute. Hey, today is your father's Sada Divasa. You should have chant more holy name. You should hear Bhagavad Katha. You should do Kirtan, Sankirtan. Why have you come here? What is? Why are you attracted to this nasty body? What is there in this body? Is tung mansar dhiras naime do madasti sangato bin mutra puyo ramatan kruminankya dantaram. Outside only skin is there, but inside flesh is there, blood is there, bones are there, marrow is there, and stool is there, urine is there, but say, bile, mucus, hair is there, all nasty things are there in this bag. This is a nasty bag. And you are attracted to this nasty bag, to this body. If you are attracted to all beautiful, sham, sundar, how will it be? So you get a great shock. That is good fortune. Good fortune arose. Then immediately he turned his face towards Krishna. You understand? Prostitute gave a great shock. Here, Purva says, those who are attracted to the body of a woman, inside the body only nasty things are there, the flesh, the blood, the bones, marrow, stool, urine, the mucus, bile, air, and they enjoy this nasty body. They are no better than a worm in the stool. Kruminanki anantaram. Yes, worm in the stool enjoys sex. And if you enjoy sex, then you are no better than a worm in the stool. I am such a person because I enjoy this body, nasty body of Urvashi. I am no better than a worm in the stool, condemning himself. Self-condemnation is required. You understand? Self-condemnation is required. Therefore, tasmāsaṅga no kartavya śrīṣu traiṇe su cendriyai vidusāṁ cakta visraddha sarvarga kimumādrusam. Therefore, one who is intelligent person, wise man, he should not associate with a woman or a man addicted to a woman. Because the senses are so strong, even such great learned person, he comes under the grip of such senses. So I am such an ignorant fool. I am emperor of the whole world. Such a learned person, where is my, what is the value of my education? What is my value of my, what is my ruling capacity? I became a worm in the stool just to enjoy the body of Urvashi. Yes, I am so much, I have not a side control over my senses or jitendriya. Therefore, one should not rely upon it, should not put faith on his stupid mind, the chief of the senses, should not rely. But the stupid mind prompts, don't hear at all. Don't hear at all. Don't hear the prompting of a stupid mind, always ignore it. Always ignore it. That's the first way to conquer your mind. Second weapon, Hari Guru, Saranupasanasana. Fifth kind of how to say. Second weapon is Hari Guru Saranupasana. Take shelter of lotus feet of Hari and Guru. And Gurudev says, yes. Always keep in your mind the instruction, Guru. Manmanabhava, Krishna says, Manmanabhava, think of me. Put me in your mind, don't think of anything else. Buddha says, it is chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Always chant Hare Krishna. Yes, chant for your name, offenseless name, definitely you will see beautiful form of Shyam Sundar. And by chanting the Hari Sankirtan, you'll able, you see, that is the result of Sankirtan, who is always engaged in Sankirtan, he can develop the power of tolerance, tolerating the urges of senses. You understand? Vasa begum, manasa, krodha begum, juha begum, udar begum, upastha begum, etan begandha, visarita dhira, sa samagra, Sudhigang Sisya, Rupa Goswami says, who can tolerate the sisters of all this? Vasubhega, the order of the Bakindriya, Manubhega, order of the mind, Manasa, Krodhabhega, order of anger, Juhabhega, order of tongue, Udara, stomach, belly, genital, isn't it? Vasubhega, Manasa, Krodhabhega, Juhabhega, Udarbhega, Upasthabhega. Six types of this. One can tolerate is Goswami. He is Goswami. He can rule the whole world. He can accept disciples throughout the world. Rule it. Otherwise, nobody. You have to tolerate it. How can one tolerate? By chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Always engaged in chanting, always engaged in Hari Pankirtan, then you develop the power of tolerance, and very easily you can tolerate the objects of your senses. Sarva bhakti sadhana udgama. And bhakti sadhana, very easily you develop bhakti. Bhakti sadhana will be there. Always chanting. Name is everything. Name will give you everything. Put full faith. I'm thinking faith in the holy name. This question of faith. Chitta Suddhi, by chanting Chetadar Paramarjana, your consciousness will be purified, heart will be purified, all native material contaminants, all filthy things will be purified. Sarva bhakti sadhana udgama, bhakti, you want to develop bhakti. Krishna prema dama prema amrita svadana, Krishna prati prema amrita samudri madana. At last you develop your chanting pure, develop Krishna prema, then release the nectar and mellow emanating from holy name, and you will get Krishna at last, and you will drown yourself in the nectarian ocean of Krishna prema. Isn't it? That is the result. Chanting holy name. Mahaprabhu has given such a nice thing for us. Just chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Full faith, with full faith, unflinching faith. That is Sraddha, Drudha Sraddha. Drudha Sraddha. And name is everything. Name is everything. Adi Puran says how name is everything. You should understand this thing and always keep in your mind. Don't neglect your chanting. Don't neglect. Be serious. My Guru Maharaj and Prabhupada says, this is for serious students. Take it seriously. Accept it seriously. Don't be superfluous. Do you understand? Nanama sabdusam jnanam, nanama sabdusam vradam, nanama sabdusam dhyanam, nanama sabdusam phalam, nanama sabdusam stiyago, nanama sabdusam sama, nanama sabdusam punyam, nanama sabdusi gati, nameiva paramamuktir, nameiva paramagati, nameiva paramasanjir, nameiva paramasthiti, nameiva paramabhakti, nameiva paramamati, nameiva paramapritir, nameiva paramasmuti, Nāmeva kāraṇa jantam, nāmeva prabhurevasa, nāmeva paramārajya, nāmeva paramāguru, name is everything. There is no knowledge, religious bhav, meditation, or any other attainment that is equal or superior to holy name. Neither renunciation, control of mind, any meritorious deed, nor highest aspiration is equal to or higher than the holy name. It is the holy name alone that the highest form of mukti, the holy name alone, the ultimate end in life. Resort to the holy name alone is the highest kind of peace, parama shanti. You can get this. Resort to the holy name alone, that is highest kinds of peace. Resort to the holy name alone is the abiding welfare. Resort to the holy name alone is the highest devotion. Recourse to the holy name alone is the ultimate end of knowledge. Advancement to the holy name alone is the highest love. recollection of the holy name alone, the true remembrance. The holy name alone is the root cause of all beings, and the holy name alone is their sole master. The holy name alone is the highest object of worship, and the holy name alone is the highest amongst of all spiritual masters. Holy name is everything. Full faith, completely surrender to holy name, and always chant, sing, remember. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Mahaprabhu's instruction, ahar nisa cinta krishna baloha babani, isayani ki bhajani, ki vajagani. Ahar nisa, day and night, 24 hours, you may sing, you may utter, you may chant, or you may remember. All conditions, waking condition, sleeping condition, even while taking food, don't forget. Then you are protected from dangerous situation here in material platform. Every moment, that ugly which Maya is just trying to grab you. You understand? Grab you, yes. That you are complete surrender to holy name, not forgetting holy name even for a moment, any condition, you are protected, you are safe. You understand? Then it will make your life successful. That is perfection of human birth. Thank you very much. Prabhupada ji Maharaj ki jai, Bhagavata kathamrita ki jai, Bhagavata kathamrita rasa pipasu, Bhakta vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bola.